Tired of listening to the same old playlists or podcasts over and over? Maybe it's time to mix things up. Try something new. Hit explore. Avoid the blah and the boring before you even put your headphones in. Add some fun in the mix. Say yabba dabba doo to a bowl of Pebbles cereal and enjoy by the spoonful. Fruity and cocoa Pebbles cereal. Less blah, more yabba dabba doo. Head to your nearest grocery store to buy Pebbles cereal today. The Flintstones and all related characters and elements. Copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
Save big money on appliances now at Menards. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Whirlpool appliances at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Sunday, Germany goes to the polls in what they call a snap election. It was caused by outgoing Chancellor Olaf Scholz. At the far right, the AfD, Alternative for Deutschland, is on track for a historic result. It may be placed second, although it's highly unlikely to get into power, as no other party will go into government with AfD. So where does the path to power lie, and what have the issues been on the campaign trail? Derek Scally, Berlin correspondent for the Irish Times, is on the line. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, I was wondering, did Munich change anything and the attack by J.D. Vance and the German response, which was tough?
Yeah, it was a surprise. People I was speaking to at the Munich Security Conference said this is coming from the man who refuses to say if Donald Trump won or lost the 2020 election. So they said it's a bit rich for him to be giving us lectures on democracy. Most people, I think, said it didn't really make much difference. It wasn't the first intervention. You remember we had Elon Musk coming in saying the AfD, the far-right party you mentioned, you know, they're the only party that can save Germany. And I think many in the AfD were hoping for a bit of a bounce in polls, but nothing really. I mean, they're still at a very historic high level of about 20%. So if you go out on the street in Germany, every fifth person is considering voting for the AfD. And we don't even know. Sometimes the polls get it wrong. People don't admit to voting for a far-right party, so perhaps they'll be even larger. But overall, I think the American interventions, many people have, you know, for AfD people, it's nice. They feel legitimized. But other people say, I think it's just considered bad form to interfere in others' elections.
No, I'm just wondering whether it gave a bounce to any of the others who would be emphatically opposed to the carry-on of J.D. Vance, whether or not they
really
might have improved.
I think it's just, I mean, the polls are remarkably static, but the trouble is we don't, even with these static polls, we don't know how the election will turn out. What we do know is it's very unlikely that Olaf Scholz, the Social Democrat Chancellor for the last 3.5 years, he's probably going to be unemployed because his government was hugely unpopular. As you said, it fell apart 6 months ahead of time, or almost a year ahead of time. And what we're probably going to have is Angela Merkel's party, the Christian Democrats, the centre-right, are probably going to come in. But there are lots of uncertainties. We don't know how many small parties will go in, and therefore we don't know how many coalition partners he will need. So on the one hand, the winner of the election is quite clear. The CDU have about 30-31%, but how they will form a government is very unlikely. And yeah, the second largest party is a far-right party for Germans. This is a historical, unprecedented territory.
Now, you have what is called a Brandmauer, a firewall against people like AfD getting into power. How does that actually work?
It seems to be a mixture of principles and truculence. The CDU, the centre-right party, you know, in some countries, including Austria, we're starting to see the centre-right party starting to look towards the far-right as a way of keeping leftists out of power. But in Germany, Friedrich Merz and the CDU party, they say we refuse to work with them. Unfortunately, 3 weeks ago in Parliament, they tabled a motion. It was all in the middle of these attacks. Germany's had a series of violent attacks involving suspects who were asylum seekers or failed asylum seekers. So in the middle of the election campaign, the CDU, the centre-right party, decided to table a motion, you know, calling for hard migration policies and deportations. And this only got through the parliament with support of the AfD. So on the one hand, the CDU says we refuse to
to ally ourselves with the far right. And he has said, after this election, we will not have a coalition with them. We will not accept their support for a minority government. But they sent the signal just before the election that, yeah, we can do hard right as well if we want to. So there is a wall, a firewall against it. But many people say that vote recently was a precedent. It was the first time since the Second World War that the centre-right and the far-right threw their lot in together.
Now, we know that Germany had to reconstruct itself after the Second World War, and that included, of course, going over all its democratic processes. Is it the case that the German system is designed almost to have coalition governments?
Saving money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern, save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Yes, I mean, the Allies knew what they were doing. Not only do they encourage coalition governments, but the whole political system is a federal system. So there's always an election somewhere. Germany has 16 federal states. It works similar to the US or Canada or Australia. So what you have is we have the federal election coming up on Sunday. But after that, there'll be an election in Hamburg, which is a city state. Last year, we had state elections in, I think, four federal states. And the idea is if you have voting all the time, politicians are less likely to feel too comfortable in power. They're always looking for their next alliance. And the idea is to just put manners, I suppose, on parties. You know, sometimes immediately after the election is when certain things happen, just as before the election. So it's considered a stable system. But what we're seeing now is, what if 20% of the electorate, their will is ignored? How does the rest of the system, the non-extremist part of the political system, how do they find majorities in a very fragmented parliament? It's getting increasingly difficult.
Now, the electorate is often quite blind to the real cause and effect of world events. You know, the ruling party may be criticised because the German economy is suffering. But then you look to what caused that. Well, what caused that is the fact that Russian energy is no longer cheaply available to Germany, and they have to find their energy elsewhere. Angela Merkel shut down the nuclear power stations, probably prematurely. So these are reasons why prices are high and industry is faltering. But people don't necessarily follow that logic and say, we understand. They just vote with their wallets, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, the Angela Merkel brought Germany, she was a great source of stability for many years in the euro crisis, the refugee crisis. But many people now say in hindsight that she and everyone who agreed with her, you must say she wasn't a dictator. She had majorities for everything she did. But closing down the nuclear power and just creating a dependency on Russian energy, as she said it, it was a bridging technology until they got to more renewables, that this just put Germany as an industrial power. You need to have diverse energy sources. And she created a dependency instead of diversity. So that all fell into Olaf Scholz's lap. And that wouldn't have been so bad until Russia invaded Ukraine, literally weeks after he came into power. And I've been speaking to people from his Social Democratic Party, and they say on the campaign trail, it's exactly as you say, Pat. They say, oh, here you are. The people have made everything expensive. They're not really wondering, well, why are things expensive? What does it have to do with world events? And you can understand people. I mean, I was listening yesterday, German bread rolls, you know, everyone here starts the day with little Brötchen or bread roll. They're 33% more expensive. So it's any government that was in power would have been punished. But the dependencies and the unique nature of how the German industry and energy dependencies have made things particularly tough here.
And then in terms of, you know, even VW laying off workers, because instead of selling cars into China, China used to be a customer, now is a competitor in the automotive world.
Yes, like so many things, they studied very carefully what Germany was doing, whether it was cars or trains. They, you know, reverse engineered it, and now they're offering the same thing better. They're innovating themselves. And yeah, you're starting to see Chinese cars driving around Germany. And, you know, the German car industry, I think it contributes every fifth euro to the German exchequer. So the German car industry, either way, is facing difficult times, even if the German car brands survive. We all know that electric cars require far fewer people to be put together. So, you know, in a country that's so hugely dependent on the car industry, I think they have tough times ahead with or without China. And of course, we've got Donald Trump, you know, talking about tariffs and so on. And I mean, I was just looking at the numbers. Almost 3/4 of all imported EU cars into the US are from Germany. So 3/4 of every car. And Volkswagen, which actually produces in North America and let's say that side of the Atlantic, 40% of their cars come from Mexico. So a company like Volkswagen, they've already been hit in China. The market has collapsed. America may be closed to them, and their cars coming in from Mexico to the US will have tariffs slapped on them. So it's a very much a rude awakening for, it's like all the chickens have come home to roost. And strangely enough, given that the country has been effectively in recession for 3 years, nobody's talking about this in the election. It's all about migration and so on. And nobody seems to know. I've asked one question on the election campaign. I keep asking people, so what do you plan to live off in Germany in 5 and 10 years' time, assuming that the Chinese continue to nibble away at the cars, the energy prices remain high, you become an unattractive industrial producer. And considering the scale of the economy, considering the scale of the recession, people just look at you with sort of what my math teacher used to call the bovine gaze. So I think there's a sort of a certain amount of denial about how serious the situations are here. And possibly, you know, the next election where the AfD may be even stronger and the temptation for the centre-right to at least accept support from them from opposition may be higher. Sweden has already done it. So we're starting to see the unthinkable happen even in a country like Germany.
But for this election, do you think that the CDU will be the dominant partner in a coalition?
Yeah, and the most likely is if some of the smaller parties don't get in, that will have pretty much the same constellation that Angela Merkel had for 3 of her 4 terms, which is a grand coalition. So the CDU will be in the driver's seat and the Chancellery, Friedrich Merz, will be Germany's new chancellor, and the Social Democrats will be their junior partner. It could be, if the smaller parties get in, that they'll need to take another party and possibly the Greens. But I think everyone has agreed things need to start happening. But otherwise, the AfD will just continue to rise and rise.
Derek Scally, Berlin correspondent for the Irish Times. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.